Before I can tell you the answer to the big question, first you have to know what the question I ask, right? And the question is, what is the meaning of life? How did Earth even get here? And why am I on this globe, spinning around at 1,000 miles per hour, circling the sun at 67,000 miles per hour on the edge of a galaxy, in the center of a void in a universe expanding faster than the speed of light? What in the heck is going on here? So what is the meaning of all of this? That's the question, right? What is the meaning of life? Or if there even is a meaning? And if there is, what I ask the secret? Well, guess what? I got the answer to that question. And it's so simple, you won't even believe it. In fact, it's so simple, you might as well stop reading this right now, because you won't believe it anyway. But if you want to stick around, I'll give you the answer. So, what is the meaning of life? I found it in a book. Revelation 4 verse 11, "Worthy art thou, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created." Isaiah 45 verse 18, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else." So we establish two things here. One, he created the earth to be inhabited as opposed to not being inhabited, and that tells me that maybe we hold a special or unique place in this universe. Two, created it for his pleasure. Colossians 1 verse 16, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." So now we know the meaning of life, the next question we should ask ourselves is even more profound than that, and that is, what is the purpose of life? Is it to grow up and become a famous actor for a few years, and then die? Is it to get married, raise children, then grow old and die? Is it to be a sports star or a famous musician? Is it to become rich, then grow old and die? Or is it something else? The answer to that question was given to us from the very beginning of creation. Mark 12 verses 30 to 31. Jesus, answering a question from a scribe, quoted the book of Deuteronomy. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." Matt 7:12. "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." So we know how we got here, and now we see here that our purpose in life is to have fellowship with our Creator, and that's why he created us for that purpose. And the second reason is just like it, and that is to treat others just as you would want others to treat you, and to have love toward one to another. Imagine if we lived in a world that actually practiced the principle of caring for your neighbor and love one for another. But there is a problem. One, in the beginning God created a perfect world with no sin, no death. But he also created something else, and he called it free will. And it wasn't much later that man decided to go his own way and fell into sin by disobeying his creator. And that's when man began to die. But the good news is that even though all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, it also says that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's why he sent his son to redeem you. Nothing in this universe will last forever. There will be a new creation with a body of believers that are prepared to live with God for eternity. And there's also another place prepared for the devil and his angels. Revelation 20 verse 14, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. This is where anyone who denies Jesus Christ will also spend eternity. God doesn't send people to hell and pour out his wrath just because you're a sinner. He does it because they rejected his son, who lived a perfect life as our example, and then suffered on the cross so that he could take your sins upon himself, as the scripture says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have eternal life." He took your place on the cross. You and I, we can't save ourselves, and in fact, we don't even deserve it. Because the scriptures say that all have sinned and came short of the glory of God, and that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians 2 verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Isaiah 53 verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Anything else in this life is meaningless. If you are lost and condemned to an eternity where the wrath of God abides, it's because you rejected the very one who suffered for you, so you could be saved from his wrath. The Bible says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So what is the meaning of life? It's simple: to serve God and to love one another. Revelation 21 verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.